Hello, and welcome to the Well Collab Feminine Leadership Podcast. I am Tammy Zadunik, founder of the Well Collab, and your host for today. Our podcast features feminine leadership principles and women leading both in their professional and personal lives. Let's get started. I am here today with Tahira, our CFO at the Well. And Tahira is always someone who's inspired me to take my time, not believe everything I hear, live into my values, and patiently run a successful business or move towards that goal. Today, we're going to talk about thriving economically while living into our values and what that really means. So we're going to unpack what thriving means, what we really want in terms of economic goals, what's realistic, and what our values are. We're going to focus in on making decisions that align with our values and creating a business based around them. So, welcome, Tahira.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
I know. It's so exciting.
And, we're sitting in my son's bedroom because it's the smallest room in my house for acoustics.
Best acoustics. I'm in Toronto with Tahira having just such a relaxing, lovely time. Mm-hmm. And I love being with your kids. And I love seeing that what your life looks like. And I think it's a testament to the way that you, what you prioritize and what matters to you. And that's why I wanted you to talk about this specifically.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So can you introduce yourself?
My name is Tahira. I am CFO and co-owner of the Well Collaborative. And I also run my own business called Tula CPA. And right now, my focus is on fractional CFO services for high growth startups and small businesses. I also support businesses with financial planning and financial strategy.
Okay, so can you just tell us a little bit about what the fractional CFO services, what does that
mean? Sure. So when a business gets to a certain point, they need a higher level support in terms of finances. So, you know, they usually have their bookkeeper maintaining their books. They have an accountant, but they don't have someone who's really strategically focusing on the finances or looking at the business with a financial lens. And someone like that is more high level, more experienced, and it would cost them a lot of money to have a full-time position, and they can't necessarily afford that. So then what I offer is that sort of support on a fractional basis. So you get me for, depending on what level I come in at, you know, anything from a few hours a week to a few hours a month, where then I can really offer, you know, leadership and strategy with that financial lens, and then also connect the dots between what your accountant is doing and what you're doing in your business.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, I'm very much at the level in my business where it's bookkeeper, accountant, and the idea of growing into that and to be able to have someone who is your strategic CFO in your team, but not having to pay for one person full time.
Yeah.
And I love that. That's such a brilliant business model for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I love when I kind of remember you getting more into that, or
right? Yeah, I mean, I dreamed about it, and I like tried to do it with you. Remember when we like sat down, and I started it with like really small businesses, and that's where I found, when I was working with doing bookkeeping and taxes for smaller businesses, I saw this opportunity, and now I'm just learning that there is that opportunity in the smaller businesses, but also kind of the ones that have grown into maybe several million dollars in revenue, and still it doesn't make sense for them to have a full-time role because you have limited resources, and you need a good operations person, you need good sales and marketing, and finances is something that you could just have on a fractional basis.
Yeah, it's so good. I think that we should maybe talk about how we met.
Okay.
I feel like maybe people don't know the Well, like members listening to this don't know how we met or even what that story is. Okay, so we have to back up to like what year? Do you remember?
I think it was early 2019, late 2018. So I had just moved to Saskatoon and I just started my business. And at that point I was doing bookkeeping and taxes. And so it was Molly.
Oh, yeah, Molly. you needed a place to work. You were looking for somewhere to work that was a bit more, maybe there were people around, you didn't want to be alone every day. And then we needed someone
to help. You need a bookkeeper.
Tammy needed money help, financial advice. And I think so many of us early on in our business find us in this state of doing it all on our own. And I remember when you took over my QuickBooks and you were like, don't touch QuickBooks. And I'm going to tell you, I still haven't touched QuickBooks. I have a bookkeeper. I don't, like, for my other businesses, you manage the wealth, but I do not touch QuickBooks.
Yeah. And that's my, advice for business owners. 'Cause it was a mess.
Listen, I have no pride. Like, I do not care. I am not good.
That's not your financially. Strength.
And I don't want to invest a bunch of time and energy into something that will never be my strength. Like, it's one thing to hone a skill, but I don't need to hone my...
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen for
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
And realistically, I don't... I'm geared more towards having fun. Well, you know me. So I don't want to be spending my time doing something that doesn't bring me joy.
And I've learned a lot from you, actually. I remember coming to the well and meeting you and just... And I was in this bad place because I was doing these things that I didn't enjoy or didn't bring me joy. And I think I was kind of like resentful, maybe in a way, because I came in and I'm like, wow, she runs this space and she gets to just hang out all day and talk to women. And I was just like, what am I doing wrong?
Yeah, but you knew I wasn't making any money.
No, but even the fact that you were happy. And honestly, like that inspired me to like change things up in my business. Because at some point I realized like I was, you know, then I was embedded in the well. And all these women who are just like on a mission to like spend the time doing the thing that brought them joy. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't there. And I was like, well... I've still got to do this thing that doesn't bring me joy. And I was really stuck. And the well really helped me like get out of that place and be like, and honestly, it was like a clicking moment where I was like, I could actually have that too for myself.
Yes. And I think that's what you brought so beautifully was this like financial understanding. And you would always tell me that's not what's actually happening, Tammy. Like I would say there's all these businesses and they start up and they're instantly millionaires and they're instantly. And you're like, that's not the reality of what's going on. That might be what they're showing, but that's not actually what's going on. And I think it gave me a lot of strength and comfort to like stay the course and not go and give up on what I believe in. Like just keep going. It's okay. Find other creative ways to make money. Mm-hmm. And then you knew about money. You had like this great understanding of money and I had this great understanding of fun and we needed to like meet in the middle. And I feel like that's where we're both at now.
Yes.
So good.
High five.
But that's 4 years ago, pretty much.
Yeah.
And I had no clue what I was doing. And I think I was so attracted to you as like academic and calm and smart. And she knew all the things. And I think, and stable, like you felt very stable for me. And I think that was something I was really attracted to you with, like, bringing you onto the well when I pitched you to be a co-owner.
And I was like, I want to have more fun, so yes.
I know, I still feel like, how did I, like, you actually said yes to me? I still sometimes think, oh my goodness, is Tahira actually, like, an owner with me? Like, I still, like, pinch myself and think that it's so special to me. Thank you. Yeah, so it's really nice to be here with you in Toronto, in your home. But I do want to hear more about what it means to thrive for you. What does thriving mean for you? Because I think we all have an idea of success.
Right.
What does it mean for Tahira?
Yeah. And yeah, when I think, and this is what I do with, you know, when I work with my clients on the, if you're thinking about thriving economically or thriving financially, it's like, you have to really then define first what that means to you. Right. Mm-hmm. So that goes back to what do I value and what do I want? Because the financial or economic piece is just the vehicle for you to attain whatever you want, right? Like it allows you. So what do you want? Mm. And then how are you going to make enough money to get there? And to do that, you have to really narrow in and like it takes time to reflect on what matters to you because you have to cut out a lot of noise because we're constantly bombarded with messages of like, what we think should matter to us or what we think we should have. And then we never have enough, right? But really, if you really hone in on what do you want? So for me personally, I would say like thriving for me is, yeah, having enough for my family, having, and what's really important to my husband and I is like ease, right? And we've talked about this, but having ease is like having enough money that you can be a bit relaxed about things, right?
You're not in that elevated cortisol level, adrenaline right. all the time.
Yeah, and it things like, you know, sometimes you want to pay for conveniences, and so, and you don't have to stress, because sometimes it like does hurt to spend a lot more money than you should have on something, but really when it doesn't actually make a difference in your financial, for your financials, like having that comfort.
Yeah.
And so that's really important to us. And then other things like, you know, having enough for our family, having enough for a community. So for me personally, like I can't see myself thriving if my community, if the world isn't thriving around me. So using my money as a vehicle to help the world.
Yeah.
And help others around me.
So what would that look like? Like, can you give me like an example?
Yeah. So recently I started angel investing because, and mostly in women-owned businesses, because we know women get less investment, and there are all these women that are just doing amazing things to make the world a better place. And we know how they often get overlooked. And then it's also for me, instead of going and putting my money in some of these, like in stocks, like, yeah, I do it, but it's kind of like you're supporting these systems that are not contributing to making the world a better place.
Right.
Whereas I can, there's these other investments, and I mean, I'm not giving investment advice by any means.
It's just, this is your research,
but this is for me a way that I feel like I can invest my money in things that can make the difference in the world.
Because it's not always about the return. Okay, it is about the return, but it's not always about a financial return.
No.
Sometimes it's about an impact return. Right. And I think we really need to open our minds that there's different, resources are different and thriving is different. And it's not always about the dollar.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate that. That's really well explained. And I remember one thing you would say to me is, just put it in the budget. Like I was like, I want to be able to have like coffee out. And I always think of you, you're like, put it in the budget. So what that means is put it in the number you need that year.
Yeah.
So then you don't have to feel guilty that you're buying this beautiful coffee. Like we just had at the coffee shop in Toronto. It's okay because it's in the budget.
Right.
And we're trying to create numbers that match that point that we need to make. And I think that's where women often will undervalue their service, or they won't be charging enough, or their profit margin won't be high enough because they don't even know what they need.
Exactly.
And that's where we find ourselves in credit card debt and all these things.
Yeah.
I mean, I am like such a spender and I'm not great at that. I'm going to be totally honest, but I've learned a lot from you and I know that it's possible. It's just about figuring out a different number.
Right. Reframing. Yeah. And when it comes to charging, sometimes it's about, you know, we feel like we just want to give someone the best deal, or we don't want someone to make someone feel uncomfortable. And so that's how we base our pricing rather than how much do I need to make for myself.
And yes. When we actually look at the numbers it takes for us to thrive, we get clear on what we actually need to make. Then we have a much simpler structure to our pricing. And also, we have a reason to say the number. I think sometimes we don't even know, we're just like grabbing a number out of thin air. Yeah. But if we actually know the numbers, then we have a reason, we feel backed. We don't feel like apologetic or like it's based on our worth. It's based on a formula.
Yeah.
And I feel like that removes that personal piece and we can get a lot stronger behind what we're saying and why we're charging what we're charging.
Yeah. And I think once you know that, then you also then just go find the people. It might take some time and it like, so for my business, same thing. You have to go through the iteration of, okay, who are the people that are going to pay for this? And once you really get clear on that, then you stop kind of wasting your time trying to sell to the people that are going to say no, because there are going to be people that say no, but they're not the people that are your customers.
Yeah, and it just makes it so much less personal.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes it so clear. And I think the well, like we've obviously done lots of figuring out who our person is. And we're still doing that. Mm. We're still figuring that out. So there's that cost analysis and what are we providing? And there's just a lot that goes into that niche client, that target client, and who will want this and who will get like a really good value out of what we're providing. Mm-hmm. And that's the person obviously right. we want to be working with.
And then when you're there, the relationship is so good, right? Because you're you feel valued and your customer really values you, and there's like something magical about that relationship. Because when either side feels under or overvalued, then that relationship is like kind of rocky, and it's always going to be working with a person like that.
And because there's no equity.
Yeah.
Like when the value and the price is matching for both of you, there's that equity, there's that equality, and you really feel like, I know with my coaching, I feel so satisfied when I'm giving and they're getting in return is equal.
Right.
It feels so good to have someone who is like passionate about what you're doing and like believes in you and wants to pay you.
Yeah. Yeah. And then this ties to like the second part of this thing, which is like living into your values, right? Yeah. You are truly, that's where you can do the work. You can work or like have your business centered around your values when you have people like that.
Mm-hmm. I feel like they align with your values.
Yeah, exactly. Like
they will align with your values the same. And that's why it works. And I know we talk about values so much at The Well. Like, honestly, we're going to like it's all the time we're saying it. I know, but I think that's what we've been talking about since we met, is the values. And you have to keep coming back to them or you get off track and you start making decisions that, like, even coming out to Toronto, this is a great example. Kimberly said to me, okay, Tammy, you know, we've done things in Regina and you've come home and you didn't feel good. So we're going to Toronto. We're going to host an event. What is our intention with going? Like, we're spending money. So this is such a great example because we're spending money. We're investing time and energy and resources other than money to come. So what is it you really want to get out of it? And I said, I want to go to, there's two reasons. I want to go to support Tahira and be with her and be in her life. And then the second reason is I want to see if a well in Toronto is viable. Now it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, now it removes all of those other pressures. Like, oh, like, how many people do we have signed up for our event? Or how much money are we making? Or how much, you know, the spending has to work with what we're, our intention of why we're coming. But all of a sudden we have this really great formula that feels really good. And we're not trying to overachieve and then go home disappointed. Mm. So that's like the Well team is so, we're all so on that same track. And it makes it really great to be able to like thriving economically, living into our values. We have a team that all wants to do that.
And I think we also are not afraid to ask each other the hard questions.
You're not afraid to ask me hard questions.
Well, Kimberly too, and right? Kimberly because too. She said, and Tammy. And then I love that because we have so much trust that it's like, if I say something that's hard for you, you trust that I'm not doing it to hurt you. And that's so important when you're working with people.
I think building a team and having those aligned values is so important. That's the only way you can really make money in a healthy way. Like, I think what I've learned from you, one of the main things is you can ask me a hard question and I don't have to be afraid that you're mad at me. Because so much of hard questions is associated to me with someone being mad at me. But I learned from you that you're not mad at me and you're not upset with my answer. I think that's one thing I really surround myself with is people who aren't going to be upset if I tell the truth. There's a whole different lesson for this podcast because it's so important to surround yourself with a team who you're not afraid of each other's reactions.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
That's a values piece though. And I think sometimes we hire for a skill and we don't hire for a value and a personality and a
right, and we don't all necessarily have to have the same values or even when you work with people you don't have to have the same values, but I think an understanding that what someone's values are and always being conscious of that when you're having a conversation with them.
Yeah. So good. I know, it's so good. Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, I want to talk about the reality of money in business, because I know that right now, currently, we have a lot of women in our community that are struggling financially. Right. And are either not making the money they need to, not getting the clients they need to, and they're seeing everyone out there on social media making hundreds of thousands of dollars in one launch in one day, and here's how to do it. Just manifest it. Just do this. Just do these three steps and you'll make $100,000 at your next launch. Bullshit. So you have been someone who's been really realistic with me about that. So I'm wondering if you have thoughts to share.
Yes. And I've been talking about this even more recently. I actually have this graph that I now share when I'm doing talks about money and business. And maybe I'll share it in the links.
We would love that.
But it's a graph of how sales and profits for any business moves over time. And this graph is... it shows that the profits will always be negative before you get to a place of like, and it's a time, right? So what I'm saying is it always, if you're a new business, you're never going to be profitable from day one. It takes time, and it takes time to build momentum in your sales. And that's how you, and this is like when you offer something new in the market, it takes time to understand your customer, understand how your product values them. Cause you might have an idea of something, but until you go out and really talk to a lot of people who are using your product or service and really understand what they need and how your product, it's like product market fit.
Yeah.
But it takes time, and no business is profitable from day one, right? So it's like, you know, we've talked about this, it's stay the course, keep learning, keep tweaking. Like, it takes iterations. Like, every business that's successful and you see that's like looks really successful, it's taking them years to iterate until they get to that point where they know how to make money from whatever they're putting out there in the world.
Right. And I think there's just a lot of us seeing an end, not a beginning, and a lot of marketing that people will actually use to almost trick us to think that that was the beginning.
Yeah.
But it's the end. And I also want to mention that it's not always just, this for a lot of the things you're seeing on social, it's not always just the fact that they put in the time. There's a lot of other like privilege comes into it. And sometimes one thing I want to mention too, is you'll see a business that is brand new and does well quicker. And it's often because they have family or generational wealth that has come into it and supported that business in a different way. Mm-hmm. So it's just being, I think, with you always explaining to me what's going on, because I could really get lost in that, mm-hmm. and feel like a failure right away. And you would say like, no, Tammy.
So social media is all smoke and mirrors. So don't believe any, like, these are my three things. Social media is all smoke and mirrors.
And there'll be a quiz after this. So listen.
Yeah. Number two is that you can't skip the line. So you have to wait your turn to build a successful business. There's no, and number three is linked to number two, but we all know this. There's no get rich quick scheme. And I don't know why we think that in business there is a get rich quick scheme and people are trying to sell it to us. And I wrote this in my newsletter recently. I said, anyone that's trying to sell you something that tells you that you're going to skip the line and get rich quickly, run the fuck away from them, because they are lying to you and you're just going to waste your time and money with them.
Thank you. Because we're all hurting because we think that we're screwing up because we're not getting rich quick. So we all think we're failing. So those are the three things. Okay. Tell me one more time.
Social media is all smoke and mirrors. You can't skip the line.
I love that. I love that one.
And there's no get rich quick scheme.
Perfect. Okay. We're going to hold on to that, because I think that's the thing, is the well is never going to tell you the opposite of those three things.
Yeah.
But culture is going to tell you the opposite of those. And I think that's why good things take time. Things are like really quality things are often a slower build.
Sustainable. Sustainability takes time to build. If you get to zero, from zero to hero in a day, it's not sustainable, and then you're going to burn out.
Okay, talk about sustainability again. I think this is really important.
Yes, so we talked about you can't rush to profit, but okay, maybe there is an incident where someone worked like 100 hours in a month to really get something really good, and they might have made a profit in that month. It's not sustainable, right? So anything that's sustainable takes time to build.
Yeah, that's the key piece. Because yes, there is a way that you can hustle. You can even find workarounds and other things to do and work really, really hard, hours, 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 and then get sick.
You kill yourself, yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is a good segue into the other thing we wanted to talk about is our own journeys, right? Like we have now, we've met this week and we've said like both of us are in a really good place in our business. But we weren't, we were in a rough place like 2-3 years ago as we were like figuring things out. But I think like now we can, and you know, the beauty of hindsight, right? When you look back, you can always see how more clearly about how, yeah. Okay, this is just the natural evolution of building a business and it takes time and, you know, it's not perfect yet, but I can see the journey and how I'm in, I know so much more, I understand so much more and I make better decisions than I did 3 years ago. And then it also helps us keep going because we know now that like in 5 years time, what that will look like compared to now.
Yeah. And I mean, for myself with mental illness, I've never been willing to sacrifice my mental health for my business. So often I will see it feels even slower to me because of that. But I think my value is health and ease. And I want to create a business that allows me to live that way. And I don't want to sacrifice those things in order to build that business. So I feel like we become so smart about what we're creating so that when we get to that point, like right now, it actually is very, not to say it's in any way easy, but it's, I don't know what, like sustainable. It's just,
yeah.
And I can see now where I can go with it without burning myself out.
Which is huge.
Yeah. Really huge. I can see now the small steps I can take and do it in the most efficient and effective way possible so that I can still be with my family yeah. and travel and do these other things that I want to do. Which is the goal for me.
Yeah. I think mm-hmm. we have similar values and mm-hmm. what we wanted out of our business.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's nice to see the progress, but it's hard when you're like just starting and you see all these people that are ahead of you and you just want to be there already and you think you're failing, but it just, you're not failing. It just takes a while to figure things out. Yeah. And you have, everyone has to, and I can tell you this, but it's, you know, if you're in that, if you're in that early stage, just hearing it doesn't help. Everyone has to learn, like the best lessons come from learning the hard way, right?
Yeah.
From experiences. So it's just now, and now it's like every failure I can see is like an opportunity, or like a closed door is an opportunity. It wasn't meant to be. And like, once you kind of have that mindset, it just helps you to keep going.
Yeah. And you might be hearing this and go, okay, but probably that won't be my reality. Like I know I used to think, okay, for other people that's going to work, but not for me.
Right. Yes.
But it did work for me. It does work and it will work for you. And I think the key is to share about this in our community. I was very, you know, always very honest and vulnerable with you and how I was feeling and what I was going through. And everyone, like you would always come back to me very validating and you would give me these really great tips like we're giving now, and it would keep me going. And I think you have to share it and realize you're not alone in what you're feeling. This is normal. This is the normal trajectory of business. Keep going, keep going. Like you're passionate about what you're doing. Your offering is good. Maybe it needs tweaking. Maybe you need to learn, do more market research, but spend the time investing in those things. Like take the time, and investing isn't always money. Invest your time in learning about your target market. Ask for feedback. I hate feedback because it hurts, but ask for feedback. That's your greatest, to yeah. me, that's your greatest asset is what your mm-hmm. client, your current clients are saying mm-hmm. about you. Because if they're saying things that hurt, that's okay. You can change
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can do something different.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do something different, and you don't need to sacrifice your values. I don't mean that. I mean
change or your offering you can change, or you can also decide that's not my right customer.
Change your market. Yeah. Change your customer. Yeah, totally. I think that's super good. I think we really covered what I wanted to talk about and got your voice. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
And yeah, the other thing is relationships, right? In every business, I think we forget now that we're in such a digital age that we can just kind of maybe hide behind our computers and social media. But really, like, I think to thrive, to make a business that thrives economically, it takes, like, for any business, it's relationships. And now that, you know, I think we were kind of virtual and we were able to hide for a few years and it feels uncomfortable to get back out there. But, like, just encouraging people to go and build relationships again, because that's also a core component of business. And we have this beautiful community to encourage that. And also, like, not even just for your own well-being and then also for your business.
And yeah, whether you're building a relationship like with the well to support yourself, like your emotional and mental and physical health, or you're building a relationship outside of the well with potential clients, one thing I want to mention is that each relationship opens many doors. Sometimes it feels like, okay, I'm investing this time in this one person, but that one person will open many doors for you. So take the time to meet one person at a time. Don't feel like you have to kill it with this, like, on the stage speech. Yeah. Just one person at a time, building relationships, see if they're a right fit for you. If not, move on.
Right.
But they will potentially, the right person will open many doors for you.
Right. And also, like, helping others also
can
return, right? So when you can help, don't always think that if I'm just starting out, I have nothing else to give. Find opportunities to help other people too. That's part of relationship building in your business.
Yeah, because we have, you know, women in our community who are just starting and women who are have been in business for 10 plus years, 20 plus years. So those women sharing and giving back your knowledge and meeting for that reason is so valuable for the women who are just beginning and they need to grow.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tahira.
Thank you. That was lovely.
Yeah, that was so great. Okay, well, we hope you enjoyed our podcast today, and we look forward to connecting with you.